Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Glad to be with you. I want to compliment the choir. It sounded beautiful. When I was your age, I was in my school choir. I don't know if we sounded as good as you did. And I'm looking forward to the Dunbar Senior High. Very special. Well, we all know that today we're celebrating a birthday of a very famous and very good man. Somebody who believed in good. Do you know that Dr. King is one of only four people to have a federal holiday specifically in his honor? Now, raise your hand if you know this. There's only four people that we have a holiday for. Who are the other three? Yes? No, we don't have a day for him. Yes. George Washington, very good. Yes. Abraham Lincoln, very good. And one more. Perfect. All right, y'all get an A. That's very good. Christopher Columbus. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King. We honor Dr. King because he was a great hero. Mr. Lawler talked about that. So what is a hero? We use that term. A hero is brave. Dr. King was certainly brave. He believed that all Americans should be treated equally, under the law, and marched for civil rights when there were many people who opposed him, when it wasn't popular to do. He knew that someone who hated him might try to take his life away. But he was not afraid of evil. He believed that Americans should stand up for what is right, even when we might be criticized or attacked by other people. You ever find that may happen to you at school where you want to do something? Maybe your friends say, oh no, that's not a good idea. Oh no, it's not popular. But if in your heart you know that it's something that should be done, it's a good thing to do. A hero is an example who sets examples for other people by doing what is right. Because Dr. King led the way, the United States Congress and the President of the United States supported new laws to ensure that all citizens have the right to vote and could not be discriminated against because of the color of their skin. A hero teaches us to be better people. Dr. King showed us how we can lift people up rather than knock them down. He challenged us to remember the ideals upon which America was built. Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for all people. Fairness and justice for all people. Equal opportunity for all people. Opportunity to build a better life for themselves and for their family. Respect for all people. A hero makes the world a better place, and Dr. King taught us that peaceful protest is better than violence. He taught us that we can't change the hearts and minds of other people by beating on their bodies. Instead, we must shine a light on what is true and what is good. He taught us that love is a more powerful force than hatred. The truth forcefully and courageously proclaimed in a spirit of love will change hearts and it'll change attitudes. Dr. King changed people's hearts and it changed their minds. Be positive. A hero cares about other people. Dr. King loved America. He loved the American people. He knew that we'd never be our best until we were set free from prejudice and injustice. Until we provided opportunities for all people to succeed and to build a better life for themselves and their families. Home for the homeless. What a wonderful thought. But what you're saying is so valuable. The fact that you're willing to say it. The fact that you have the courage to raise your hand the fact that you have these wonderful ideas. Help others. Help the homeless. Provide jobs for those who don't have jobs. Respect the Lord. Love the Lord. Be good role models. My goodness, we've really just described what Dr. Martin Luther King talked about so many, many times. And the fact that this new young generation, that that's in your heart, that is powerful. See, that makes us to be very proud of the Americans. Because when you can have a group of students that are young as you are, but so mature and smart, it just tells me that the United States of America is strong. So we will celebrate the wonderful birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King, but I'm going to celebrate that I've been with some wonderful, wonderful young Americans today. Your comments, your suggestions were awesome. Your music was beautiful. We're going to hear some more music. Let it rock. And I'll leave you with this. Just always do your best. Whatever you may be working on, whatever you face, whether it's in school, or music, or sports, just do your best, and you're the only one that'll know if you're doing your best. And then dream. Dr. Martin Luther King had a dream. We all have a dream. And you can make positive dreams come true. I'm very, very impressed with you. I'm very happy to spend this time with you. God bless you. And God bless the United States of America.
Please help me welcome the Dunbar Senior High School Vocal Ensemble under the direction of Michelle Fallon Parker for their performance of Take Courage, My Soul.